Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do really appreciate the time you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. You got to be part of the conversation. It's the only way we win, right? It's the only way we make things better. So just look at head on to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Liddell's made it so that we can actually make a few bucks online. I mean, they were stopping us from doing it for the longest time. Right? And, you know, now Mike has opened up an avenue for us to make a few bucks, for you to save a few bucks. And we all do well. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on your checkout. And you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%, depending on the product. And, you know, why is it... All right, guys, listen up. Why is it that the only time you think of your honey, think of buying something for your honey, think of doing something nice for your honey, is when it's Valentine's Day, or her birthday, or Mother's Day? Why? I don't get it. So go over to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, buy her something nice, robes, slippers, pillowcases, pillows, sheets, towels. Make sure you know what her favorite color is, though, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to send them back. Use promo code Joe on the way out, you'll save a ton of money, you'll make her very, very happy, and that's what you want to be. You want to make sure she's happy. She's happy, you can sleep with both eyes closed, you know what I'm saying? Anyway. All right, so apparently Joey B, very upset, very, very, very upset at DeSantis for forbidding trans surgeries, right? Joey calls it a sinful act. I mean, these people think of nothing. They think nothing through. Let's not look and see. Let's not look and see truly what this is doing to kids. What this is doing to young people. No, we don't care about that. It's the thing to do. If you think you're male, then you have to be. Get the operation. Right? And don't tell me that they go through all, you know, whole medical thing, because you just heard from somebody who's in the business, who's in that world, how that doesn't happen that way. So, Joe Biden, I mean, of all places, during an appearance on Comedy Central, he said, oh, what's going on in Florida? Florida, right? Yeah, Florida. When it comes to transgender people, it's close to sinful. Now, Joe is a professing Catholic. I don't know if he knows it, but he's a professing Catholic. The Pope, leader of his church, leader of his spiritual tribe, had said this is sinful. Right? That this whole transgender gender ideology stuff is bad. So apparently he is a Catholic, but without guidance from the Pope. I don't know. right? Because, I mean, technically, for you guys that are Christian, or even if you're any religion, if you're a Jew, you're a Christian, you're a Muslim, you have scripture you follow, don't you? Do you get to make it up as you go? Do you get like a line item veto for the Bible? Is that how it works? You know, it shouldn't. So during an appearance on Comedy Central, like I said, on Monday night, Biden said that what's going on in Florida to transgender people is close to sinful. Yeah, it's terrible what they're doing. This is, listen to his logic. It's not like, you know, a kid wakes up one morning and says, you know, I think I'll be a man. Or, you know what, I think I'll be a woman. Right? What are those people down there thinking about? Well, Joe, as usual, you've got your stories mixed up and you're confused. They don't think that. They don't even work on that premise. They work on the premise that these kids, and you're right, nobody wakes up and just does that. They're being coerced in some cases. They're being told because they have male tendencies they should be a male. They're being told because they like to play with a baseball bat and ball instead of a Barbie, they must be a male. Joe went on to say, well, they're human beings, it's cruel, and the way we do it is we make sure we pass legislation like we pass on same-sex marriage. You mess with that, you're breaking a law, and you're going to be held accountable. Well, Joe, I don't know about that. You're not held accountable. Nancy hasn't been held accountable. None of your tribe has been held accountable for their sins. Okay, can we be honest about it? I know the left doesn't want to hear it, but it's true. My love DeSantis, he did put up a video with mutilations. It's really disgusting. No, I don't mean it's a bad video. It's just disgusting stuff in it. Ron puts out a tweet that says, it's not sinful to prohibit mutilation of minors. It's not acceptable for federal government to mandate that procedures like sex change operations be free for all kids. Or be allowed for all kids, I should say. So which is it? All right, I mean, just because you make it available, just because it seems to be okay, doesn't mean it is. These people, yes, these people are going through all kinds of stuff. Simply affirming them because it makes them feel better doesn't fix it. Really. So, why the fight? I have no idea. Absolutely no idea whatsoever. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I am back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win. So I was talking a little bit here about Joey B telling Ron DeSantis that what he's doing to hurt those kids down there in Florida is terrible, nasty, unforgivable. But I guess chopping off parts and pieces, finding out that they still have suicidal tendencies after they're done with the operation, long after they're done with the operation. Okay, finding out that wasn't really their issue. Did he listen to any of the detransitioning kids? Did anybody give him video from the detransitioning, what was it? I don't want to call it not a riot, right? Not a rally. Well, I guess it was a rally. All right, we'll call it a rally. That happened up in Sacramento last weekend. Is anybody paying attention to the kids that were harmed? Probably not. Anyway, and Biden couldn't tell you what policies he was upset about. So he goes to show, he's reading off a script. He didn't know all the way around it. He's reading off a script. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, Drew Barrymore kind of stepped in it, if that's what you want to call it. She's been roasting for kneeling before a trans woman. Now we're kneeling in front of everybody. Everybody's now a new god, right? If you're a hero because you were transgender, they're going to kneel. I mean, this is what everybody wants. They want to be worshipped. And you're falling right into it. So now if you're black, we have to kneel in front of you to show you that we're upset or whatever, or humbling ourselves in front of you. Now if you're transgender, you have to do the same thing. But Drew Barrymore has been roasted for kneeling before trans woman Dylan Mulvaney, which I just find hilarious. I do. I mean, here you have a human being bowing in front of another human being. Still can't figure out how or why. What the reason is behind this, right? 855-WORLD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Drew Barrymore was blasted on Twitter for literally kneeling to a man during an interview with the noted trans TikTok celebrity Dylan Mulvaney. Now, Mulvaney appeared on the Drew Barrymore show on Monday morning, I guess, to discuss Mulvaney's TikTok series, Days of Girlhood, which recently reached a one-year milestone. During the segment, they discussed combating hatred. Now, it's interesting because she says, I look at someone like you and I can't imagine anybody disliking you, Mulvaney remarked. Oh, isn't that sweet? Oh, please, Barrymore answered, kneeling in front of Mulvaney. Do you want to know, ironically, who dislikes me the most sometimes? Myself. I don't like me sometimes. Really? Right? Are we serious here? The exchange led to a hug between the two, and they continued the segment, kneeling and sitting on the floor. How exciting. This display was quickly attacked by Twitter users, right? For the female, Barrymore, apparently debasing herself on to the biological male Mulvaney. Women are now getting on their hands and knees to show solidarity with a man who has lived as a woman for less than a year. Think about all the celebrity around them now. Right? Think about all that, what that's going on with them. So truly the sneakiest trick the patriarchy ever pulled, State Freedom Caucus Network comms director Greg Price commented. He went on to say, women are now getting on their hands and knees to show solidarity with a man who lived as a woman for less than a year. I said the same thing about the Jenner. Right? When it was 6 months. He had the top surgery done, spent $70,000+ on the top surgery, which most trans people could never spend that kind of money to do it right, if you would. All right? Didn't have the bottom surgery done. And he was Woman of the Year. Did you just understand what's going on here? There are so many women, true women, women born that way, that have been busted in their hump to help other women out, to make it easier for women to compete in sports, to get jobs, to get into college. I mean, all the things over the years that have been issues for women. And what happened? Where did they go? They were running away the minute this looked like it might work better for them? Really? I think this is hilarious. YouTuber Oli London tweeted, why does Drew Barrymore hate women? by kneeling and bowing down to a man who mocks women, Drew is slapping every single woman in the face. What a real insult. So, again, you have to try to figure out where they're coming from. I don't believe for a minute that all these people that are doing what they're doing there in Hollywood really agree with it. I really don't. I think they like fitting in. They don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to lose their celebrity. Woody Harrelson was right. Fame has some very negative effects on the brain. Hot takes, all hell breaks loose after Drew Barrymore prostrates herself before trans woman. Red State Deputy Managing Editor Brandon Morse had a field day with that. I mean, I'm telling all of that. It was popping all over Twitter. So, and then again, why wouldn't they be bringing, why shouldn't they, bring real women on who've had real situations go on in their lives? I don't get it. Former BLM activist Xavier DeRouse, he said, you know, does Drew Barrymore not realize that she is literally on her hands and knees for a man? I'm not going anywhere. Male or female, none of these people in the video behave like adults. People capable of self-government. You know, this is true, too. We have become so dependent on our party, so dependent on ideology, so dependent on some of this craziness that we're afraid to be real humans. We're afraid to make sure that we're doing the right thing. You know, you don't have to make fun of somebody or pound on somebody who's transgender or thinking about it. You love them by telling them the truth. That's what real love is. Show me senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is striking down Republican-drawn congressional districts in Alabama that critics say discriminated against black voters. Outside the Supreme Court, Julie Ainsley says the decision was a surprise.
When they drew their congressional boundaries, they did not allow civil rights groups, namely black voters, to remedy those violations that they thought that they were committing.
The nation's highest court voted 5-4 against Alabama. It means the 7 congressional districts will now be redrawn. The case comes from litigation over the new congressional district map that was drawn by a Republican-controlled Alabama legislature after the census in 2020. California Governor Gavin Newsom will sit for an interview with Fox News host Sean Hannity. The network said the interview will air next week. It'll be the Democrats' first sit-down with the conservative news channel in over a decade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. And you do that by getting informed. You know, today's been great. You had Walt Heyer, someone who has been dealing with the transgender issues for over 40 years, seeing the damage that's done, who the damage has been done to. And then you had Brad Dacus from PJI in the second hour telling you about some of the things you can do to keep your kids from prematurely being taken from you by an overzealous, you know, Child Protective Services. It's just craziness. Anyway, we were talking about the interview with Drew Barrymore and Dylan Mulvaney. And just holding her up for being such an example to women. Well, somebody has explained to me, how is he, because it hasn't had, and I'll read this to you in a second, hasn't had the bottom operation. Not sure he's had the top operation. Right? So, Mulvaney has decided, you know, in an interview, that we need to strengthen our efforts to normalize women having bulges visible in their crotch area. So, in other words, women have penises. Can we just say it like it is? Because they know how ridiculous it sounds. Women have penises and flat chests. and you want to have sex with a man, doesn't that just make you gay? I mean, isn't that the, isn't now what gay is? I'm not trying to be funny at all. If you have all your male parts and pieces, and you want to have sex with another man, do you just think that that's because you're a woman, or you should be a woman? Because you don't want to be called gay or whatever? I'm asking the question sincerely. It doesn't make any sense. And because we've had this mindset for the longest time, because some of you parents out there don't know how to say no to your kids, that we affirm everything our kids want to do. We say, oh, it's okay. We pretty much let them try anything. He went on to say, again, normalizing the bulge. We are normalizing the bulge. Women can have bulges, and that's okay. We're not going to stare at their crotches while they're wearing their little shopping skirts. This is a shopping skirt? I don't know about that. I can't stand it. I get all this information late. What's going on? But no, in all sincerity, you know, you look at this stuff and you just you work it through. Go get the help you need to get. And you heard what Walt said. If you still think you are a woman trapped in a man's body and vice versa, then at 25, 26, when your brain is really settled in, then go for it. Don't let anybody get in your way. All right. So I have to go back to some comments made on a post that somebody put up. Jean-Pierre lashed out at Tennessee law banning drag shows on their children. She says, what sense does that make? Now, can we call them what they are? Remember, they're adult shows, right? These are adult performers. So what are they doing? They twerking in your face? You got the little kids, bring me a dollar, stick it in my G-string, whatever they call it. Right? And then somebody, because they wanted to make fun of conservatives, put up a picture of Parton. Dolly Parton. And they said, what's next? She's over made up. She's got big boobs. She wears flashy clothes. Are they going to stop kids from going to her concert? Now, you see the disingenuous fight there? Totally disingenuous. Right? Because the argument, frankly, is they think it's about the clothing and how they're dressed. I don't think Dolly Parton would stick her butt while wearing a thong in the face of kids and start making it move. God. It's not the argument. The argument isn't how they're dressed or anything. I mean, that's nuts anyway. And if they're going to do, I mean, some of them look pretty demonic. They look pretty evil. That was not how adult entertainment was. So anyway, you get in front of, why? Why do you get to flash your boobs around? Why do you get to it's just all nuts, isn't it? What is the purpose of doing it? So for acceptance? Acceptance of what? People overly dressed up in clown makeup and dancing and sticking their naked selves and we have to look at their body parts? Little kids? What's wrong? You can't get adults to look at them? So you're going to make little kids do it? It's ridiculous. And yet the American people look at this stuff. What's the big deal? Look at it closely. Don't say what's the big deal before you look at it closely. If you really believe that having a drag show at your kid's kindergarten class, you give your kids dollars to go shove in their little strings there, that the man's buttocks and maybe even genitals are being stuck in their faces to a degree. If you really think that that's okay and healthy for your child, I think you need help. I think you need to see a counselor. Those are the ones that CPS should be looking at strongly. And I mean that sincerely. I don't care how much crap I get for it. The bottom line is, stop taking your kids' childhoods away. Stop thinking because it was okay for you or or whatever. You're worried about people going to think you're a bit of a prude. You know what? I'd rather think I was a prude, a hard butt, than have my kids go through life fighting for normality, fighting to figure out what's right or what's wrong. It's crazy. Right? Yeah, there's another thing. I mean, I get it. And these entertainers are all over the place. Somebody just said, she's been married 8 times? I didn't know that. Holy God. Anyway, I guess, you know, frankly, when it comes to marriage, if you don't know who you are, how are you ever going to live with somebody else? How are you ever going to get it together, you know, with somebody else? It's almost impossible. Can we just be honest about it? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, be, you know, and stay with it. Find one of these things that you can sink your teeth in, that you could be part of, right? And go for it. See, I don't get it. We're supposed to, we always talk about wanting to fight what we believe is true. We always want to, we talk about, you know, I'm, you know, out of my cold dead hands will take this gun. I'm going to fight for this. I'm going to fight. Well, to what end? When are you going to jump in? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Yeah, that was the other thing somebody just said to me. It's so true. Right? Biden says he had an epiphany about gay marriage in high school. Really? I mean, he is going to be the top lie teller on the planet. And he's told whoppers, you know, from battles with gang members. I mean, what does he do? Do you think he watches a movie and mentally inserts himself in it, and that's why he believes himself to be part of it? We're talking about, you know, having a battle with a gang member known as Corn Pop. Or like, what was the sidekick called? Milk? Don't be seeing your host. Don't go far. We're coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Baby, baby,
we are back. Joe Vitale, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I really do. I figured there's, you know, thousands of other shows, hundreds of other shows, whatever, that you can watch out there. Okay? And you've chosen this one. Or listen to, I should say. And you've chosen this one. Very much appreciated. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Seriously. We're dealing with another one of Joe's Whoppers. Or Joey B's Whoppers. He just can't help himself. And I'm at the point now where I'm not so much sure that they're lies as much as they are his imagination really believing this stuff that he puts out there. And when it comes to telling lies, right? I mean, Joey B, he's told some biggies. I started talking about it before we went to break, right? Don't forget Corn Pop. That was always a fun one. Right? Corn Pop, his Maple Leaf friends. Remember the Amtrak conductor? I mean, all of these have been disproven. Every one of them. The time frames don't line up. It just could not have happened. He told an interviewer that he had an epiphany on gay marriage more than 60 years ago. Think about that. 60 years ago. I can remember exactly when my epiphany was. Right? Hadn't thought a bunch about it, to tell you the truth. I was a senior in high school. My dad would drop me off. He goes through this whole thing about seeing two men kiss. Right? He said he looked like he was heading into the DuPont building. One looked like he was headed to the Hercules Corporation building. I'll never forget it. I turned and looked at my dad, and he said, "Joey, it's simple. They love each other. It's simple." No, I'm not joking. My dad really said that. It's like, in your dreams, Joe. This is the same guy that fought against this kind of thing for years. And he said a marriage was between a man and a woman. He's on tape over and over and over again. In 1973, he opposed gays in the military because he said they were a security risk to the government. In the 1990s, he voted for the Defense of Marriage Act. And in 2008, he opposed redefining marriage. So what exactly, or maybe he had the epiphany just for the day. Maybe after that, it just kind of dribbled out of his brain. I don't know. Media reported Biden also supported a measure to defund schools that presented homosexuality as a positive lifestyle alternative. I mean, you want to use the vernacular of the far left, Biden's voting record could be defined as anti-gay, homophobic, definitely intolerant. You know, we could pull up a whole bunch of his stuff, couldn't we? So Biden's either confused about his past record or he's intentionally lying about it. That simple. I'm sorry, guys. I know you're going to get upset. I don't think he's lying about it. I think in his head he actually believes it. He actually believes those things happened. Right? And frankly, somebody said it in the chat room, it's so right. If he was in high school in 1928, does anybody really believe for a second that there were two guys out on the sidewalk kissing? Anybody? 1928? Yeah, I don't think so. And does he think that we don't think? Does he think, well, maybe the people he serves don't think. I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation and part of the solution. All right. I think we've talked about this one before. African designers saw Biden admin officials stole custom-made dresses. Oh, my God. That was that guy, the nuclear department, right? A female Tanzanian fashion designer told Fox News that former Biden administrator official Sam Brinton, that was a guy with the bald head. Did he really think he was pretty or something? Brinton had been wearing stolen clothing that she reported missing in D.C. in 2018. Now, Asaya Kamzin, the designer of the stolen clothes, noticed in a report of Brinton being charged that the former Biden official appeared to be wearing her clothes from a bag she had packed that vanished at the Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. She said, "I saw the images. Those were very custom designs, which were lost in that bag in 2018. He wore my clothes, which were stolen." She now has appeared on the Tucker Carlson show to discuss more of this report, in which she says, "Oh my God, I was like floored. I was devastated to see these things." Britton was a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition in the Office of Nuclear Energy under President Biden, till he got caught stealing bags. Think about that. Trying to get away with, oh, no, I just picked up the wrong bag. No big deal. And then you find out he's done it a half a dozen times now. No, not once or twice. A half a dozen times. It's just amazing, isn't it? But hey, the most corrupt administration is Trump, right? I love it. I think it's hilarious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much. I always appreciate your time with me. Okay? And now, some more great information as well. Antifa waged a violent protest against Charlie Kirk. Of course they did. Right? Anti-fascists. I still think that somebody needs to send them back to school. They have no clues of what fascism means. Absolutely none. Oh, God. The Sacramento Bee labeled Kirk a fascist and a vocal transphobe and a Donald Trump fanatic. While I abhor the inflammatory speech of the speaker, UC policy permits students to invite the speaker. We will be monitoring the event closely to determine if a threat or incitement develops that meets the threshold or violates other campus policies. But you know what happens? They come in and start the trouble. Antifa was smashing doors and windows at UC Davis. Were they arrested? Are they charged with anything? Will they have to pay anything? Now, I'm sure George Soros has the money to pay for the stuff. That's not my point here. Right? I don't know what this means, but apparently it says that Antifa and a red-piled Chad get into it outside the Charlie Kirk event. Antifa uses pepper spray and umbrellas as their weapons. So they spray it and they pop the umbrellas open. And you know who they were getting at? They were actually starting trouble with the people waiting in line to see Charlie. So where are the police in all of this? Why aren't they around? Why aren't they helping? There's pictures of Antifa vandals graffitiing UC Davis campus grounds. Now, right 50 feet away, the campus security is hassling journalists. So journalists get hassled while they paint walls. You wonder why we don't believe them and don't trust them. I mean, this is nothing new, but it's more brazen now, people. It's more right in your face now. And you got to stop it. We got to stop it. We have to work to make it stop. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, joemessina.com. Head over to joemessina.com. You got stories that were posted. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot happening there as well. And, you know, again, feel free to donate. Feel free to watch online. Feel free to be part of the chat room. It just makes much more sense for you. And what was I going to say? I forgot. Oh, yeah, MyPillow.com. One last thing. Head over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. We get a piece of the pie, so to speak. But you will save 30 to 70%, depending on the product. Just use the promo code Joe, MyPillow.com. Go shopping, peruse, window shop, whatever you want to call it. I don't really care. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. You can't do that if you do something stupid. Like I said, God bless. Have a great day.